I'll leave whether you come or not, up to you. Poor thing. You look like you're desperate to the point of madness, and you really do need to come. But before you decide, perhaps you should consider the following. Coming only lasts a few seconds. Then it's over. So tell me, compulsive cockstroker, what are you left with after all that build-up? Doesn't it ever feel a little hollow and disappointing after you greedily stroke and shoot your wad all over the place? What's the point? Haven't you ever thought there was more to all of this? It does feel good in the moment, but then it's over. An hour later, you're thinking about coming again. If you loved me, you'd wait. Now that you're out of high school, I'll bet you never thought you'd hear a woman say that to you, right? Well, it was true then, and it's true now. Postponing your orgasm shows me how much you adore me, how much you want to please me, that you really do love your mistress and want to please me. So, which is more fulfilling? A quick little jerky-jerky in the shower, or the enduring relationship you build when you show me exactly how you feel about me, how much you value our relationship? It's true that men crave cock control, but so do women. Your mistress loves cock control. I think you're a much better partner when you postpone your orgasm. It's a known fact that men who don't come all the time are more willing to please their partner, and they're less self-centered. I know it sounds like it wouldn't be true, but once you stop thinking your dick is the center of the universe, you become a half-decent human being. Orgasm delay is your ticket to becoming a good boyfriend. So yeah, I'll leave it up to you to decide whether you get to come. I'm sure you'll make the right decision now that you understand what I see when you decide to wait. Men who prefer what's lasting and real are the men I keep close to me. I guess you could say that choosing to give me control of your orgasm is choosing to get close to me. And choosing to come whenever the mood strikes you is a choice to date your hand on Friday nights. Like I said, it's up to you. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.